Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, and thank you so much for joining me, Charmaine, on the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's always fantastic to do a Sunday morning talk show. I mean, I get up so early and it's so beautiful outside in springtime. And it's kind of like it feels like the first weekend of spring because it's April. I hear that there are some folks up north, though, that are having snow. Well, actually, I've seen the pictures, saw some this morning. I thought it was Throwback Sunday for a moment, but down here in the South, we are totally enjoying spring-like weather. Everything looks beautiful. Everything feels great, and I'm excited to be talking to my guest this morning, Kay Earle. Kay Earle is a great friend of mine. She's also a stylist, and she's going to give us some valuable tips and ideas on how to cleanse and lighten the load for the spring, all that stuff and crap that we've amassed over the winter. Now, I must say, first let me just say thank you for joining me on the Charmaine Show, Kay, and good morning to you.
Thank you, Charmaine. Good morning, and yes, we're having a beautiful spring day today.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I don't know if it's because I was getting ready to do the show or because I'm getting ready to go to the beach, or because I need to declutter. But for some reason, I started yesterday, and this is a major overall project. I think just my closet alone is going to take a week. There are eight piles surrounding me right now. That doesn't count the clean pile and the pile that's going to be packed in the suitcase and the pile from all my 200-plus swimsuits that I've gathered, and then the pile of shoes that I'm switching out for. I mean, and then there's a pile on top of beds, and then that doesn't include the kids' piles and then the piles from downstairs. So there are lots of things that we have piled up. So I'm personally going to be taking some notes this morning. So give us some tips on how you think someone like me, and I don't think that I stand alone in this, can begin to declutter. Where does this come from?
Charmaine, you definitely don't stand alone. You're right in saying that. The number one request that I receive from women through my styling business is, help me understand what I need to do with my closet as far as all these stacks, all these piles, all these things hanging up or lying around on the floor. Let me ask you something. With all these piles you have around you, how does that make you feel?
So that's a great question, right? So I always ask myself that question, how does this make me feel? And I think there are times when I feel like I'm okay with it. It's winter. Now that it's spring and it's starting to look and feel like spring, it almost feels like it's the right thing to do and the right time. So I always, and this is just kind of like my thing, I say it doesn't bother me, but I think that it's a reflection of what's going on in my mind and in my life. Doesn't necessarily mean that it's all chaotic. It just means I've just let go or just let things go, meaning the winter time for me is a time where I just relax. I don't worry about my weight. I don't worry about what I'm eating. I don't worry about what I'm wearing so much. It's mostly like my biggest pile is black. And that's the most I've done laundry because it's just like black suits, black everything, black and white, black and different color shirt. So it's just an easy, breezy time. When the springtime's rolling around, I feel like, okay, where are my colors, where are my dresses? I'm feeling freer. I start to think lighter in my head. So when I get on the scale, it actually makes me look lighter. How does it make me feel? When I'm not in a good place, meaning I have settled into that place to say, I am okay with this because I know I plan on doing it, blah, 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 then I'm okay. But when the spring comes, I can't see the crap around and the windows opening and the sun shining through and do nothing about it. So, yeah, when it's the time to get it done, it just made me feel good. So I put on music. I was listening to some old, you know, throwback songs this morning, and I was catching up on social stuff, things like that. And different things get me in the mood to get me revved up to start the projects.
Definitely. And having a really nice sunny day like today here in the South will help. Mm-hmm. Those who are in the North and are experiencing a late snow, I feel for you guys. My heart bleeds for you. I cannot imagine.
I do,
and you've lived in New York, so you can understand that I have never. I'm a Floridian, so I cannot imagine that. I mean, I'm ready to dig in the dirt. But I, too, have some piles in my room, and I know when I walk into a room that has a lot of piles, a lot of stacks, mm-hmm. it tends to slow me down because it's clutter, it's chaos.
Right.
And whether we want to admit it or not, chaos really affects our emotions and our mind, and it slows us down.
Mm-hmm.
We get overwhelmed. So do something with the stacks. That's the key. And most people, when they say, okay, I want to spring clean my closet, please help mm-hmm. me, it's followed up with, I don't know where to start. That's where the
right.
overwhelm comes in. So that's the reason. Sometimes hiring someone who can be more objective because it's not their stuff,
mm-hmm.
and they can give a different perspective on the stuff that's sitting there, helps tremendously. And
right.
it's not just closets, it's everything in our lives. But, yes, spring is a great time. You know, you see now we have things in bloom here. The leaves are almost fully on the trees. But in the very beginning stages of spring, you see the new life coming back, which
mm-hmm.
to me is just awesome. I love seeing the different seasons. And I believe that for the most part, mentally, that's when we start thinking about the new life in a lot of areas of our lives,
mm-hmm.
including the closet redo. And I have a lot of quote-unquote stuff. I have a lot of clothes. You know me. I have a lot of clothes,
mm-hmm.
shoes, accessories. So I do switch things out in my closet depending on the season.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I'm in that, you know, go through getting into a different season, spring, a little bit of summer, but not too much because we're not in summer
right.
yet here in Atlanta. And I do it slowly because, number one, I don't have
time to
do it all
at once. Because then you always have a project to work on.
Right.
Yeah.
And give yourself a tip that I always tell people is give yourself permission to set a start date and an
yes,
end date.
That's
that
exactly
mean
what I was
done.
Saying in the beginning.
Yes.
That was exactly what my thought was. How do I feel about it? I gave myself like a start date or a start season or a start feel or like a frame, you know, like a time frame, and then not
right.
pigeonhole myself into thinking I've got to get it all done in this day or in the start day. Because one thing I realized is that there is spring cleaning, yes, but I find for me every 3-4 months or so I'm decluttering my own mind and my own surroundings. Like there's always something. Not that I hate to say it. I love Christmas so much that I was putting away Christmas stuff about 10 minutes before the show started. And then that's when I realized, oh, my gosh, the light in the attic's been on. No wonder my light is. I'm thinking 2 months ago when I put away the first set of stuff, maybe someone left the light on in there. So I turned the light off since Christmas in the attic, and I put away the rest of the Christmas stuff. And what is it, 3 months, 4 months after Christmas? So, like I said, there's always going to be something, and before you know it, I was going to put up some nice sheer, you know, white sheer flowy curtains, you know, and, you know, crack the window and let the, you know, whatever. I'm like, you know what, I'm going to need that project for summer because I need to get a handle on getting the winter, the dark colors, you know, the dark reds and the dark purples and the black clothes and all that, like getting those, getting that laundry done and putting those things aside, and then start the newer, lighter, you know, more brighter colors in keeping with the season, not because it's fashionable, but because we kind of roll with how everything looks on the outside, the blues and the greens and, you know, the nice yellows and stuff. We, like, blend in with nature. But I want to ask you, Ken, I want to just make an observation here for myself. And because it's an observation for myself, I really don't think I stand alone. But I think a lot of times when people are when people have a lot of stuff, number one, you could be a collector of things, such as swimsuits and shoes. Some people do that. But you have to have that where it's not so much of a sentimental value that you are afraid to let go. And I find that in so much with our emotions, you know. During the wintertime, Christmas time, wintertime, a lot of people tend to go through a lot of depression, especially when they don't have family around or they're not getting out as much or they live in, you know, apartments or in an area, you know, the country where it's always typically maybe snowing or dull or gray most of the time. And it really does affect our mood. But once the spring comes, it's time to kind of like we start to feel more energized and more like we want to just breathe and let things go. But some people find it really difficult to let things go. So they're thinking, it's sentimental value, I have to keep it. And so they keep adding on more and more clutter. How would you, what would you say to someone who needs to just let go of stuff? And I'm talking about emotionally, physically, everything.
Right, and that is, the overwhelm is one of the steps that I deal with when I'm helping someone go through their closet and figure out what should go and what should stay. But it's an entire system that I've developed, a lot of questions that I ask my client, simply because, again, I'm on the outside looking in, so they need to realize, I'm helping them realize why they're hanging on to what they're hanging on to. A lot of times the clothes are not in disrepair. They're perfectly fine, but they're two sizes too small. Okay,
yes, for several years. Well, thank you.
Yes. That's fine if, and this is a huge if, it is a good style for that person and if they truly are losing weight in the process, not going to, but they're in that process.
Right. Like they're only 5 pounds away, not 50 pounds away. If you're within, I think if you're not within 5 pounds away, get within the, after 2 years, give it away. I actually, you know, speaking to your point about the size and the clothes that you have and looking at it and seeing it and, you know, sometimes I don't want to wear the same thing twice because I love taking pictures, and how dare me be photographed in the same outfit twice.
True.
So I'll wear it once. So what I've done, I know there was an organization that reached out a couple months ago that needed some dresses to help out underserved young women who won't be able to purchase or may not go to the prom because they can't afford to go purchase a dress. Mm-hmm. So this is a really great campaign, I think, and I think it exists everywhere, even in Atlanta or whatever. But I think we should find out these types of organizations, organizations such as Goodwill, where people getting people back to work, you know, that you know, where they can contribute, where you can contribute nice suits or dresses or whatever, to help people to be able to present themselves well at interviews and their first jobs and things like that. So I quickly just grabbed down 5 dresses the other day and mailed it off to the company. I mean, they've already received it, and I just think, you know, that's 5 less dresses, but they've been sitting there and I haven't worn 3 of them at all. It's like brand new. The other two I wore once, and they're cute dresses, and I'm like, oh, give that one, give those away, because I just want to, you know, to make sure I fill the box real quick. But I could go through my closet just like most people could and let go of these things. Then, like you said, there's sentiments of value, meaning, oh, I remember before the kids, I could fit this. I remember 4 years ago, I was a size, you know, this. And, you know, and even those things are sentimental value. So you're right. We got to really kind of not figure out, we just got to really just literally, if you let go and give to another, it won't be so painful because you'll feel like, wow, someone
right.
will feel the love that I have for this particular outfit or this particular tool set or whatever. It's an extension of yourself versus you're dumping it in the trash. So I think that's a way to look
right.
at it.
Right. And when I usually hear that as we're doing the closet fashion clean out, is what I call
mm-hmm.
it, is, okay, but what am I going to do if I let go of this beautiful dress that I wore 5 years ago? And it's,
mm-hmm.
again, it's very stylish. There are a lot of people that would love to wear it.
Right.
And that's what I let them know. I work with Rainbow Village, which is a nonprofit nationwide. They do have
mm-hmm.
a community in Duluth. I know the executive director. They have recently opened a boutique. So it's an in-house boutique that the women who are there, most of them are single moms,
mm-hmm.
can shop for themselves and their children. So I let them know, if you want, I can take this to this organization, get you a tax-deductible receipt sent to you, so I'll put this in your name. So I actually take it with me, and they receive the receipt via email. So when they hear that, oh, I know where it's going, and I know for sure that
mm-hmm.
it's going to be put to good use, they lighten up a little bit. They're a little more apt to let
yeah.
go. Because, again,
yeah.
like you said, you enjoyed that outfit for a particular special occasion or a particular period
mm-hmm.
of time, and you don't want to just dump it somewhere. You want
right.
to know that it's going to be loved and used by someone who truly needs it and will appreciate it.
Right. And I
and
think,
I've
too,
always
if you
felt
go,
that way.
Yeah, I think, too, if you go and say, even just the choice of words, if you just say, oh, get rid of that, oh, dump that, oh, that's trash, oh, that doesn't fit anymore, oh, you know, if you take it so lightly and just like it's like trash, because I find that letting go obviously is an emotional thing. Our emotions can chain us to clutter. And it doesn't mean that it's bad clutter. It could just be an excess of things that, I just came up with a definition of clutter to make me feel better. An excess of items that are unorganized. And so it's not like a bad thing. And same thing with our emotions, same thing with our thoughts. And I think when I find order or I put order to things, everything just flows better. But springtime
yes.
is a time of newness. It's a time to literally like fall in love again, fall in love with the newness of who you are, and, you know, it's always a different chapter in your life, or, you know, something is, you're letting go of something and you're embracing something else. So I think if you look at it that way, you can be like, oh, I can get rid of those shoes because then I get to embrace another pair of shoes.
Right,
so.
And usually after I do, you know, help my client go through the closet, figure out what really should go and what should stay, number one, they've now increased, they've gained a third to a half of their closet that they didn't know existed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's opened up their closet to some new ideas if they choose to put some new things in their closet. Number two,
mm-hmm.
when we start the process, one thing I always ask is, if you want me to go shopping with you as your personal shopper, what would be
mm-hmm.
your budget? And
mm-hmm.
I'm amazed at these outrageous numbers that I get. I mean, really high numbers. Well, when all is said and done after the closet redo,
mm-hmm.
they usually only need a few items to absolutely transform their closet into like
mm-hmm.
12 new outfits.
Right.
So they're really under budget as to what they thought. And if they had not gone through that process, they would have gone out and spent that $1,000 on a new wardrobe and had more stuff to cram into their closet and still not really known what they already had that existed in their closet.
Right. I just had an idea, too. I mean, I'm not a closet organizer or stylist or whatever, and I wouldn't do this for myself necessarily, maybe just on a visual level, and maybe I should do that for the rest of this huge project that I'm undertaking. I wouldn't say organizing my closet today. It's a project that I'm undertaking. And it goes on, but I'll get a handle on it. But I was just thinking, as you were saying that, going through your closet and maybe labeling with a little sticker note, little, you know, pen or whatever, how much, if you were to put a dollar amount on this dress, if you were to buy it or sell it, if you were to sell it, how much would you sell it for? And just, or how much would you buy it for? And put a name, a tag on it. And then a week later, before you just kind of go out shopping on a whim, go through your closet again and shop your closet. Now you can pick out the most expensive things or the most valuable thing, because sometimes it's like the really nice dress that you pay $25 for. That means a lot to you, and you could go and label that for, oh, I would sell this for $125, or I would buy this for $120. So that would mean that's one of the items that you probably would want to keep or think twice about. But if you put a lower price tag on it, it means that it might have a lower sentimental value on it. I have tons of black pants, and I was going through this morning, and I'm like, okay, you know what? This one has just got to go. I mean, I have looked at it several times over, but I like the style. I like the fit. I like the bells, you know, the bell-bottom kind of, you know, fit and how it fits around my waist and stuff like that. But I just think I'll go out and get another pair similar to that. But that one, if I were to put a price tag on the way it looks right now and knowing the amount of wear I got out of it and the condition it's in and my eyes are tired of it, maybe I will put a 50-cent price tag on it or not, or think if I could put a price tag on it, that means that it's not worth it to be sold or bought, so I probably need to put it in the trash. Like, I couldn't even give this to anyone. You know, that kind of stuff. I think that will kind of help us a bit. I mean, me, I would just have to go through so many things. So I wouldn't do the name tag. I wouldn't do the price tag physically, but I think I'm going to keep that concept in my mind as I reorganize the closet.
That would be a good idea. I had not thought of that one, but yes, that would be a good idea. And for another thing for someone who's on a really tight budget and they're thinking, if I do a fashion closet update, redo, again, they're going to be out a lot of money because they'll have to go shopping. Mm-hmm. Think about consignment stores. I work with a couple in Gwinnett County, mm-hmm. and I'm definitely looking for recommendations for other parts of Metro Atlanta for my clients. But I personally work with two in Gwinnett County where I sell some of my stuff that is mm-hmm. valued at a little bit higher than you know, yard sale, and that, you know, I could trade for something that I want there at the consignment shop.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of the things they have in the consignment, these two consignment shops still have original tags on them.
Right.
So, you know, that's a great way to buy on a budget, still get something stylish and something that you really love, but do mm-hmm. it with your store credit because of what you took in to consign. So that's another way that I help my clients, again, who are on a really tight budget and donating may not be what they want to do right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great point. And I know a few weeks ago I thought, oh, I'll just put some of these on Amazon. Of course, I went and got my Amazon account, but I'm doing it as an individual seller because I don't have that many things and I'm not dedicating the time, energy, and effort to sign up as a business person to
right.
you know, sell all these things. So maybe I will, who knows, after I go through and mentally put a price tag on these, knowing that, oh, this would sell. So, yeah, I can up my price and sell on Amazon as a business. However, one of the things that I find, though, that actually I was so, well, shocked, but I was so excited jumping up and down about my $4.25, because a few weeks ago I had that thought, and I'm like, oh, I could, like, you know, sell this, but it denied me. So I'm thinking, well, I have tons of books. And that's another thing.
Mm.
People have tons of books. I can go down to my basement. I have books. Oh, my gosh. Computers, just, like, stuff everywhere. And I thought, okay, I'll put a few on here and list them and as they go off. And I got a couple of sold already. Like, the first time I listed it, it was, like, 20 minutes later, someone bought one of my books. And then a couple of days later, someone bought another one. So that's another way. Donating them is one thing. Selling them on Amazon is one thing. And I just got into that a couple of years ago because I realized that my kids would always want a book, or there's a book from school that they need, and I would always run to Barnes & Noble on average of $12 to $20. And they would read it for 1 week and not use it, and then the other kid comes up, oh, they're not using that in third grade this year. So I'm like, I have to go through some of their books. So what I started doing, actually my son said, well, Mom, you can get on Amazon. So I started getting books on Amazon for $1.99, $2.99, a penny, you know, and they come in really great condition, and they're able to use it for a school project or reading project or whatever, and I don't feel like I just spent $20, you know. So I think for Amazon or just giving away books or, you know, things like that, that's another way to, you know, because I think books are just invaluable. So, I mean, if you have a great library, a great closet, a great library, you know, great place to house and organize your books, if you're a book collector, because there are more people that collect other things other than shoes and swimsuits and elephants. So I'm pretty sure a book collector would want to invest in a great organizing system or library at their homes or office or whatever.
Yes, I've got the same issue with books. I would much rather have a book in my hand than a Kindle because I make notes, especially if it's something I use for reference, and then I want to keep it. But, yes, Amazon is one of the places I shop for books. I don't mind buying a used book. To me, they're broken in and easier to – you know, you don't mind earmarking a used book versus a new book. But also books for less will do like a trade. You get points. And sometimes they do that also because, again, they have both new books and used books in their store. And if I'm going to do used books most of the time, then, you know, I've got points there that I can use towards the purchase of used books, even can use partial points for new books. So those are the two places I shop for books. But, yeah, books come and go almost like fashion does as far as school projects, like you said, are concerned. And I know I hung on to some of my college books in my major for an awfully long time, and then I reviewed them before our last move. Because books are heavy to move, hardback.
Yes, and they're changing, and they're all getting online now. And
yes.
All that
and there
stuff.
Were so many of my books were now, you know, they were outdated. Things have changed, and that's, you know, there's just been so many. I was in the dental field for so long, and so many updates that the books, unless someone is a historian in dentistry, they would not want those books.
Right.
So,
well, you're absolutely right.
That's...
Things change, and I know we could have this conversation forever because I'm going to be talking to you again this week, getting some tips and ideas as well, but we just have less than a minute for the show to wrap, so I just want to say thank you so much, Kay, for being a part of the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio. It was quite an interesting conversation talking about decluttering emotionally and physically, and I feel like we just hadn't even hit the tip of the iceberg, if that's how they say it. Basically, letting go of what holds sentimental value. Everything is in the past. Books are in the past. Your clothes, you might think it's funky, but it's not so funky anymore. It was funky in the 70s. The style may come back, but right now it's not back yet. When it does, you can always go to a thrift store and find it, or online, or it'll cost $200 again in the store. But until then, I definitely say I'm letting go. And I think on that note, Kay, I'm really glad that we had this time together. How can we reach you?
My email address is duchessofearl, E-R-L, at att.net, or call or text at 770-231-4442. And you can always find me on Facebook.
Kay Earl.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Kay, for joining the show.
You are so welcome. I can't wait to get a book at the library this afternoon. I will be taking a couple with me to the beach. In the meantime, everyone have a fantastic weekend and enjoy cleaning out for the spring. Thank you so much, Kay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That was awesome. I'll touch bases with you in a little bit. I appreciate you. I'm going to make some breakfast.
Thank you.
All right, we'll talk later.
Okay, bye.